These figures scream at us and scream for action from government. 714 patients. These are sick people, people who have to be seen, people who have been deemed by their healthcare professionals that they need to be admitted to hospital, yet they can't get a bed. Instead, are forced to wait on chairs and wait in trolleys. Just over the weekend, I spoke to one who has spent up to three days in the accident emergency in her own hospital. And the fact now that we have 714 patients requires government to take action. We've been saying this for long periods of time now, but these figures is a new low for government. They've never ever breached the 600 mark, only twice, and now we have them this week breaching 714, and that is at a time when government ministers are jetting off across the world to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And what we're calling for the Minister for Health to do in particular is to put this crisis first, to put in place the actions that Sinn Féin called for, which were carried in the Dáil earlier this year, which would have seen the emergency task force placed on a statutory and a permanent basis, and making sure the types of care that we need, the types of resources that we need are there, including step-down facilities and home care packages.
And the INMO General Secretary came out and said today that this could have been avoided if her calls were answered for an emergency period to be implemented at hospitals.
Yeah, look, you know, this is the problem here, and the government have got their priorities all wrong. We've come out of a period over the last fortnight where there's been a lot of talk about the Strategic Communications Unit by Leo Varadkar, a former health minister himself, and it speaks about the priorities of the government. That was the first thing that Leo Varadkar did. The first thing he should have done was he should have declared a national emergency in relation to our hospitals. The fact that we've got so many elderly, sick, vulnerable people in our A&Es day after day, it is no longer shocking to us that we have 200, 300, 400, 500 and indeed 600 people on trolleys. It only becomes a shock to us when we see figures like we see today in terms of 714. And this didn't happen as a result of a natural disaster. This is direct consequences of government policies. I say that time and time again. This is a result of the policies that Fine Gael, with the support of Fianna Fáil, who are keeping them in government, have taken in place. And what you have when you starve the resources from healthcare, when you implement a recruitment moratorium, as we've seen in the past, when you don't put in place the types of measures that we were asking for, like step-down facilities and home care packages, then what you will see is hundreds of patients vulnerable on hospital trolleys. And unfortunately, we know that between 300 and 350 people die each year as a result of them being on hospital trolleys.